Do less guests. Welcome back. Sorry we had to take the week off. You know, last week's Thanksgiving. You guys want to spend time with your family, not with us anyways. Maybe. But, Jake, how are you doing?
Pretty good. You know, it's we just got done celebrating Thanksgiving here in our life.
Really?
In our timeline.
Oh.
You know, so. Yeah, feeling good. We got feeling a weekend good. Here. A weekend where we don't have to do any work, or we don't have to fly anywhere on Sunday.
That's pretty clutch. Chill.
Yeah.
I know. The original plan, we'd be done right now, but it's fine. We'll go down to Florida and just kill it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. How was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah. So as at the time of recording this, I've yet to really fire it up. We just chilled. Yeah. But right after we wrap this up, man, I got to get my turkey stock cooking, my brine going. So
is tonight the night it's going down?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow, yes. So kind of weirdly excited to do all this, but I feel like every time I'm weirdly excited to cook or do that in the middle of it, I'm like, why am I doing this? Should have ordered.
Yeah. I mean, that's what stops me from cooking all the time now is I think back to the times I've tried it and then the thoughts I have while doing it.
Yep.
And then it keeps me away from doing it.
We'll see. We'll see. The show, at the point you're listening to this, the shows are over. I was going to try to push tickets. It's over.
No, it's done.
It's done.
It's done.
So just see us next year.
Yeah. I just thought something. Speaking of not cooking your own food and going out, last night, Thanksgiving night, I'm heading home. I'm done spending time with my family, but I'm a little hungry. God. Grandma's turkey didn't cut it this year. Still got some room in my stomach.
You are hungry leaving your Thanksgiving day.
Yeah. It was one of those things where me and like my mom and like some of you were like kind of whispering like, was the food different this year?
Oh.
And I was like, I feel like it didn't have much flavor. And then my mom comes back 30 minutes later because we had a very socially distanced Thanksgiving. Like grandparents are upstairs. It was like pretty sad, but
yeah.
Then we would hang out outdoors.
It's like a weird Anne Frank situation.
Yeah. Like I was hiding and like I heard people like knocking and I'd be really quiet.
Yeah.
But they would, you know, just like my mom was like my waitress mm-hmm. for bringing the food down. But she was like, I found out why it didn't taste the same. She said, Grandma used unsalted butter this year. Or no. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, Grandma. She usually does it by taste, but she can't taste right now for some weird reason. So the seasoning's way off.
She's just throwing weird stuff in there and hoping it tastes good to you guys.
Oh man.
Anyway, so turkey was a little bland.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'm gonna get something on the way home last night.
Yeah.
I go to numerous restaurants that I think will be open. Now I know we kind of gave your roommate a hard time, your former roommate, not Katie, a hard time. On Do Less God Bless for thinking that a massage parlor would be open.
Right.
But I thought, hey, at least some of these like fast food places, they'll be open on Thanksgiving, right? Subway, no. We had a good Subway experience last week.
Wow. So
I'm riding the Subway.
Right.
Like, man, I want that again.
I know the Subway in middle of Ohio, nowhere. They were actually appeared to not want to just discontinue living. They were actually fairly pleasant. A lot of Subways.
It hit the spot.
It's like, dude, this guy is sad. But
so I go to Subway, it's closed. I go to Taco Bell. I thought surely they were closed.
Surely.
But then from the Taco Bell,
it's American Holiday.
Yeah. Parking lot. I can see the McDonald's parking lot and I see that drive through moving. It's like, okay, here we go. At least I got something. Wasn't loving the idea of Don's, but I'll
thankful.
Do it.
Thankful for Don's.
Yeah. Go through the drive through. It's moving really slow, but it is like moving. Like once every like 4 minutes, I move one spot. I'm like, whatever, better than nothing. Now it's finally my turn at the speaker, and I've been there, no exaggeration, I mean, 7 or 8 minutes, mm-hmm. and I can't get, hello? Hello. I'm like, man, they're busy in there. Eventually, I get fed up. I leave. I drive off, and no one's inside. All of us were just sitting in this McDonald's, just
really?
Thinking they were open, because the lights were on, like, on the inside and on the outside, like, lights were on everywhere, except for, like, the drive-thru window, so we all were just idiots.
Yeah, I had a pretty
sat there on Thanksgiving by myself.
I had a pretty pathetic self-realization when like everything shuts down. I realized, thank God I have a wife who has an idea how the world works. But we were just chilling. She's like, what are we, you know, we should probably get groceries. Like, what are we gonna eat tomorrow? I was just like, if I guess maybe somewhere, but you're saying, I mean, maybe nothing was open tomorrow. If I didn't have Katie in my household, I would have fasted on Thanksgiving Day because we're doing Thanksgiving. You know, we did it a couple days later and all the places are closed and I would have had no food in my house. I don't know what I would have done.
I was close to that. Yeah. Because it wasn't even like it was like, oh, it's 11:30 at night during a pandemic and Thanksgiving Day. It was just like, it's like 7:30 and they're closed.
Yeah.
That's so sad. I had no idea. I have no Katie.
Yeah. That, yeah, I just, it's pathetic. I just fully rely on restaurants to feed me.
So. Yeah. I remember it kind of got that like way in a scary way, like in like March and April when things were like super, super shut down. Mm-hmm. Like after 8 p.m., if you didn't eat dinner, it's like, shoot.
Yeah.
I got a bowl of cereal left. I guess I'll just eat that and go to bed early.
More Anne Frank vibes.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. Mm. Yeah. So it's
I guess. Oh, but it's Christmas season, man.
It is Christmas season. Thanksgiving's done, so we can finally like celebrate Christmas.
Oh, I love it so much. I feel like we've neglected the triplet tray triple. Which, do you feel like you're confident in the name of that yet?
No.
No.
No, it's all good. It's all good. 2021.
Yep. And so we just do, you know, childhood Christmas stories, memories.
Chocolate or childhood? What'd you say?
Childhood. Okay. I said chocolate. I don't know what I said.
Let's do chocolate Christmas stories. I don't know. I'm going to start with the Hershey's.
I don't know. Reese's. I used to call them Reese's. Derek mentioned he got a saxophone one year and he had no musical ability at all, which is hilarious to me. It reminded me of a gift I got. It's not super related, but I grew up in a very conservative household. You know, we had to keep it. No PG-13. You're not 13. You can't watch it. But what my parents didn't know was that also video games had a rating system.
Oh, yeah.
They were unaware of this for a number of years. And I certainly wasn't going to inform them.
Rated E for everyone.
Right. So when I was like 5 or 6, Santa brought me the N64.
Oh, lucky dude.
And oh, fire.
Yeah.
And along with it, a couple games. You had your classic, I think it was like Mario Kart or something. Maybe Super, I think it was Super Mario.
Yeah.
Oh, I could never find a couple of those stars. And a game called Fighter's Destiny.
Didn't have that one.
And I was really obsessed with this game. It was one of those classics where it's just one-on-one. And you could, like, in the manual, it would tell you the controls. So, each fighter had its, like, thing. Mm. And it would be, like, a 27-button combination. Oh, so I just sat there for hours trying to, like, I'm like, so fun. But when you punch, just blood would fly everywhere. And it was just, the women were dressed,
not like Anne Frank.
Right. No.
Got it.
And played it for good couple of years, obsessed with it, fully involved with it, until my parents learned one day that it was rated T for teen. T for teen.
How old are you?
6.
Oh, you were just a chocolate at that point.
Yep. I think they realized they could not take it away from me, but from that point forward, we really paid attention to that. So much so that Call of Duty was rated M for mature, and all my friends played it, I guess, and the cutoff for that was 17.
Okay.
Was what they decided.
That's when you're mature.
That was like the video game's mature rating, 17 and up. And I was 15 and a half. All my buddies were playing it hours and hours, and I could not. So, yeah. So, tough childhood.
And the chocolate comes into play when?
Well, I just sat there and sucked on chocolate.
There it is. I just sucked on chocolate.
Nothing to do. So that's one of my chocolate stories. Yeah.
Dang. Good for your parents for not like taking the game away from you, even though they knew they had done messed up. Oh, they're like, well, I mean, he's going to lose his mind if we take this.
Yeah. And they knew. I mean, I just spent years learning
a plethora of
fighting moves. So they knew I'd probably get them right in the jejunum if they tried to take it from me.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't want to see that come to life.
Right.
Yeah. If you got upset. I can only think of one Christmas story as of now. Maybe more will come to me, but hopefully it's good enough to count for three. Kind of a triple multiplier for playing Fighter's Destiny.
Okay.
One winter, we had like a little bit of like a winter storm come and hit. And so we were all going to spend Thanksgiving together at my grandparents' house, like my entire family. But they didn't have power. Part of my family was coming in town from Kansas City. And so we had told them that, hey, just FYI, grandma and grandpa's house doesn't have power, so just, be prepared or whatever.
Anne Frank?
Not quite. We didn't have to go there.
Okay.
So they end up regaining power, but we didn't tell Aunt Angie and Uncle John. We didn't tell them that. So what we did was we all just like put out different buckets. My grandpa was a farmer, so buckets aplenty. We put out different buckets on the front porch and put our names on them. And then we put just different things in there to make it look like that's how we'd been using the bathroom. Like we had some yellow liquid. I think there was some chewing tobacco around that we put in there and kind of sloshed it around the water and convinced them that that's how we'd been using the toilet, to the point where then my uncle did use a bucket as a toilet that Christmas when the house fully worked fine. It was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's some good old country stuff right there. I love that.
It was a great Christmas prank.
That's such a good prank.
You don't really like prank your family or I don't know. We don't actually do stuff like
pranks.
That. Yeah.
I feel like I'm too lazy to do pranks a lot of times. Like that would be fun, but I got to, it's a lot of work on my end.
Yeah.
But that's awesome.
Oh, it was great. It was fun that we were all in on this together against my aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
Just make them feel so stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, it was awesome. Great. So my uncle pooped in a bucket.
You big prankster?
In college I did quite a bit. Yeah.
Quite a few. What's your all-time best prank?
The best one I have that, will work not just in like this specific, whatever, I'll just get to it. If you're in a cafeteria setting, for me, it was college. At SBU specifically, the ice cream machine was very close to a lot of other things like the condiments, because typically you have a salad. You're like, do I want, some ranch dressing on this or maybe some chocolate ice cream? It was great. But, anyway, the prank is this. Trey, let's say you need a wingman. You and I would be in on this together.
Okay.
We'd be sitting at a table. You would kind of announce, but not like anything weird. Just like, I'm going to go get some ice cream or whatever. Loud enough. Everyone kind of hear you. Maybe 30 seconds later, I'm like, hey, did Trey say he was going to go get ice cream? Mm-hmm. Probably one person would be like, yeah, I think so. Why? Like, okay. Who wants to help me like pull off a prank with Trey? Someone will probably like be like, yeah, I'm down. I'm like, okay, so here's the deal. Trey and I like went to high school together. We would always pull this prank on each other where we would try to take the bite out of each other's waffle cones. And it's hilarious. It's this great prank because then like the ice cream cone starts like running down and like they're trying to like slurp it up as fast as possible. It's hilarious. So I want to do that to Trey again. But if I do it, I feel like he's going to like catch on. He's going to remember. So he will not see it coming from one of you guys. So, okay, who wants to like help me do this? Like some like unsuspecting, you know, Ashley there.
That sounds funny.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Okay, great. Meanwhile, so I'm getting all the attention on me trying to tell this like fake made up story. They're all looking at me. They're not looking at you, who is bottom loading this waffle cone with the most disgusting stuff you could find. Relish, barbecue sauce, hot sauce, anything you want, mayo. And then the top of the waffle cone, it's just normal ice cream.
Delicious ice cream.
You can eat it fine, no problem. Mm-hmm. And so then poor Ashley comes back, or Trey comes back. Ashley's just so excited, like nervous almost. I'm like, so what you do when Trey comes back, just ask him for like a lick of his ice cream cone. Like, you know, Trey, like he won't mind. He might think it's a little weird, but like he'll let you have a lick of it. And then instead of taking a lick, just take a gigantic bite out of the bottom of it. And so, yeah, they're like always so excited to do that. Big smile on their face. And the next thing you know, relish is just running down their chin. It's awesome. That's the ultimate good. Prank the prankster. They never see it coming. It can work in a lot of different environments.
That's straight from the mastermind of Jake Triplett. You came up with this?
I don't know where that came from. I probably got it from someone else, but
that's good.
Oh, I mean, I ran that. Me and Chris Perry in college, I mean, we did that 40 times. Mm-hmm. It never got old. It was awesome. And I went 40 for 40, too. Yeah, like, it never didn't work.
Yeah.
What about you?
Not a big prankster. I'm more just like to kind of berate people to their face.
Yeah. It's like a prank.
It's like pranked ya.
I verbally assaulted you.
Yeah.
You like that prank?
In front of all my friends, I like, at your expense, we're all laughing at you. Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's kind of more my thing.
That's a good prank.
Yeah. One of my favorites too is you roast a friend and he, a lot of time, you know, your buddy's like, all right, man. But then every now and then a guy is just, he's having a bad day and he kind of reacts back in a negative, he kind of gets ticked. Mm-hmm. And then you double down, you say something else that's funnier and then everyone's awkward, but they can't help but laugh more. That's the best laugh you ever get. That's the best laugh I ever get. When everyone's like, this guy's mad and we should probably ease up. But what he said was too funny. We're going to keep laughing.
Really ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Trey, what is your second triple to Christmas?
Yeah, prank. But pranks, I'm not. The one that came to mind is dinner table, which I feel like I don't know if I said on the pod, maybe just in a real life convo, was when you're, you know, edamame is one of my go-tos. Mm-hmm. You just kind of, you suck the seeds out of the shell and you put it back. And I always try to like slide one of the ones someone's already sucked on into the like, hasn't been eaten.
Back into the mix. Yeah.
To see if someone, I haven't been able to get anyone, but.
That's fun though.
Yeah.
Keep trying. You'll get there.
Yeah. That was more just mean. It was like, what? I'm like, this one doesn't have any seeds in it. I was like, yeah, I already sucked on that one.
Yeah. If
like,
my mouth on that, you're second sucking.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Got him.
Enjoy my sloppy seconds.
That's good.
That wasn't bad.
That's good.
But yeah, I don't think I've ever really done. I swear I've done a prank before, but
it's okay. Christmas Story though. That's our triple tray.
No.
True.
Thanks.
Triple.
Christmas Story. I think of we always go to Christmas Eve service.
Oh, nice.
I think of back in the day when you're a kid and you're just restless and you're just not. You're not mature enough yet to like always take it seriously. So I just think back at the disrespectful things kids do at Christmas Eve service. I always thought it was funny. Like, you know, you do the communion, you pass around the unleavened bread. I remember my sister one time was like, she like grabbed a handful because she was hungry.
That's awesome.
You know, like, stop. No, you can't do that. You can't do that. I remember being so annoyed with her. I'm only a year older. I'm like, what are you doing? You can't. We're like 8 and 9 or something. And then one year it was like the candlelight. You know, have you ever been to a candlelight? Everyone gets one. Like, this signifies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Passing light from light to others. And it's just the whole room's.
This signifies the Industrial Revolution in France and how electricity passed through their country.
Right.
We're going to do the same here.
Yeah.
Also, it's Christmas.
Yeah. I wonder if some good old, like, country churches would be like, everyone give each other a kiss. And, like, the spread of COVID is how we need to spread the good news.
You know who's the ultimate super spreader? Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So.
Write that down.
Let's pray. You know, it's the ultimate super spreader. Yeah, so I remember like doing that. Yeah, it's like this supposed to be this cool symbolic moment. And I like bet my sister $20 I could put out my candle with my fingers. So I like licked it and went, tss. I was like, ow, ah. But I did it successfully and just had burn marks on my finger. She was like, no way.
That's a good Christmas.
Yeah.
What are your favorite?
And that was only like 4 years ago, by the way.
Really? You needed that $20.
Yeah.
Like, thank goodness.
Yeah.
What are your Christmas movies that you'll like probably watch every winter?
Grinch.
Okay.
Grinch is a big one in our family, the Jim Carrey version.
Yeah, that was
Grinch
pretty good.
Grinch is a fave. That's really the main one we always watch. I hadn't seen, mentioned this in Correct Opinions, a Christmas Vacation until like a year or two ago.
Dude.
And I couldn't believe how funny it was. I think it's another one where like it's a PG-13er, so we didn't really dive into that growing up, but I couldn't believe how funny it was.
Oh my gosh. Cousin Eddie is such a just amazing character. I'll show you. Yeah.
Killed me.
A little full, a lot of sap.
Yeah.
Cousin Eddie's amazing.
So I'm going to push to watch that one again. Elf's another good one.
Yeah.
I've seen quite a bit. Yeah, that's kind of it. What about you?
You throw down on Home Alone at all?
Not really. I mean, I've definitely seen it several times. I haven't seen it in like a decade. No.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's one of my big ones.
Okay.
And also,
Culkin freaks me out. So.
Current Culkin, sure.
Right. Okay, but yeah.
Previous cute Culkin, I'm into.
What, dude?
Did you see The Good Son? It's young Culkin that is creepy. He's like a sociopath.
Oh, that's good. I haven't seen that. Oh, The Good Son?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of The Good Doctor. That show's
called The Good Son, but he like sociopath murderer kid.
Okay. I haven't seen it, dude. Like it's an old movie.
Recommend.
Okay. Yeah.
Christmas movie.
Okay, okay.
I had no idea that existed.
Yeah. Check that one out, dude.
Maybe look into it. No, but I like Home Alone. And actually, you inspired me to watch The Grinch, because I like that movie, but I don't really watch it that much.
Jim Carrey's the man. Yeah, it's an all-timer. It really is. I think the past two Christmases, I pushed to not watch it because my mom's like, let's watch it again. I'm like, okay, I've seen it 18 times. I think I'm done at this point, but it's a classic.
Yeah, might be time to come back around. And yeah, I think Elf is starting to become a classic one. Mm-hmm. It's a really great movie. Although at the time, I still remember seeing Elf in theaters and not loving it a ton.
Really?
Yeah, I remember back then, me and my dads went and saw it together, and we felt like the previews had like all of the funny parts. And then when we got to the movie, we're like, oh, like that was, I already kind of knew all these different like points or whatever, but then it stood the test of time and I do enjoy it now. So
it did.
That's why I don't review movies.
Yeah. I've always liked the idea of, remember ABC Family had like the 25 days of Christmas?
Oh, sure.
Christmas movie every night. And I would get to like day three and be like, these suck. But it's like the classics, like they're like weird claymation in like the 40s.
Oh,
one
yeah.
foot in front of the other. Like, well, okay, this is brutal, but a classic. Christmas Story. That's one I just forgot about. Mm. That's one of, you haven't seen that, didn't you say that?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I haven't seen that.
You have to throw that one up. You're going to enjoy it.
Okay. I'll just throw that up.
Mm-hmm. Throw that up, dog.
I'll have to vomit all over that one.
You got any more Christmas stories? I got one.
Go for it.
I remember a few years ago, this is in my Vine days. So, you know, doing some brand deals. It's a busy time of year. Everyone's advertising. And I had one with HP for their new 360, which was like this, like mini laptop tablet that you could like fully fold the other way to like turn it to, you know, it's like it didn't really take off.
Just like features that no one needs.
Didn't really take off. But I was supposed to make a Vine about it. And this is back in the day when I was very new and I was just making Vines by myself mostly, but every now and then I'd ask for some help. So I was like, Casey, my sister, will you help me make this this Vine for this thing?
Hewlett Packard.
I have this idea. I want your help. And my laptop died. I don't know where it is. Just we're gonna keep rolling.
No more logo for you guys.
Sorry.
Hope you enjoyed it.
And
how's your laptop always at 6%?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm on a bad streak right now. And so I wanted her help, and I was like, would you help me? I'll give you this is what I used to do with my friends. I tried to be honest, but I'd be like, I'll give you like, because I need her help for 5 minutes. I'll give you $40 or something.
Chocolate.
And she was like, sure. And my dad goes, come on, how about 100? Come on, Casey. Like, come. I was like, oh, Dad, no. Stop. And she's like, he's like, come on, he's getting paid more than that. How about do 100? She's like, okay, 100. And I was like, no, come on, just do it. And I just remember, she's so, and I go, how about 80? She goes, okay. And my dad was like, hey, come on. And like her, my now brother-in-law, at the time boyfriend, she's like, you suck at negotiating. I was just like, yeah, come on. And I remember I had this tablet. I didn't really need it, but they were, I'm just going to turn this TV off. No, it's fine. That's pretty, isn't it?
I kind of like that, yeah.
And she would just, and my mom was like, you need to give her that tablet. I was like, why? It's mine. I just remember back then it was funny. Now it's very much, I don't know if you've experienced this, like very much this is my job. People get it and respect it. But back in the day, I'd be like, yeah, I have to go to the Final Four to shoot Snapchats, which was a ridiculous thing to get hired to do. But they'd be like, but you're supposed to, but like your grandma's birthday is that day.
She's
like,
turning 74, Trey.
Yeah, I'm like, well, this is a big opportunity. And it's like my job, believe it or not. And they're like,
it's kind of like getting a promotion at work and then not showing up the first day after you got your promotion.
Or people all the time used to ask for shout outs. Like, it's not that, just
it's Instagram.
Do an Insta story. It takes you 2 seconds. I'm like, okay, I can't just do this for everyone I know. So it was weird. It was.
I love the idea of, you and your sister just negotiating kind of, but your dad mainly doing it. Like Christmas dinner is spent with you, your dad, and your sister just like passing notes across the table with just like dollar amounts on them. That'd be awesome.
Oh, it is.
Whoa. Oh, okay. I thought it was a cornfield. It just green.
Does it continually change? All right, I'm going to turn this off.
Ah, there it is. You got it.
Struggling today. There he goes.
Powering
on. I talked about this in Correct Opinions. I watched a movie last night, Holidate.
Okay.
And I spared the details, but for today's guests, I'll tell it. The first word of the movie is the F word, which is fine, but it's like a cutesy rom-com about the holidays. I was like, oh, okay. So that's setting the tone.
Football?
Yeah. Cool. Like, I didn't expect this.
Football movie.
And it was just the most like R-rated rom-com I've ever seen. I just was imagining, this is for sure a movie I would turn on with my parents. Like, yeah, this looks cute. Let's Holidate. Turn it on.
Yeah.
And within 2 minutes, horrible things were happening. I was like, oh my gosh. That's always, till this day. I mean, you know, a sex scene comes on or whatever, and you just kind of like look at the ceiling or something. You're like, oh.
How was the landscaping?
Yeah.
You got all that mulch down?
I don't know.
Doesn't look bad.
Yeah, every time my dad, he'd be like, I don't know why they got to do this. Ruin the movie. They just ruin the movie. I'm like, yeah.
We get it. We all do it. Why you got to show it?
Yeah.
Why you got to show it? I need to see her collarbones. Yeah. I just act like I still don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Why are they wrestling?
Yeah.
What?
That's
I good. Guess they take their shirt off so they have like better grip.
Yeah.
When they wrestle. I played basketball in high school, so I don't know.
I was raised not to get this fit. You shouldn't be harming a woman.
I was gonna say, I didn't grow up, me and my sister, we never like roughhoused, so we didn't do this, but I guess they're just,
that's enough horseplay,
they're playing.
Yeah,
that's, I love when people say that, like two dogs are just like showing their teeth and just like biting each other. Oh, they love playing.
Yeah,
like, are we sure? Are we sure they love playing?
I agree. Anytime dogs like, he's just friendly, he's just he wants to kill me.
Yeah. Oh, he just gets a little weird around guys sometime. He's foaming at the mouth.
Yeah.
Take him to a vet.
I have new neighbor has little chihuahuas, and I was sat out on the porch one day just enjoying a cup of coffee, and I noticed you could tell he'd let it. This is the first time they let him out in the morning, so they're walking around. They start using the bathroom, and I noticed one of them just goes straight weenie to mouth. He just drinks it.
Hold on.
I've never seen a dog do this.
Hold on. How does a chihuahua even have the surface area on a body to contort in a
all
way?
All fours. So he just kind of does this, and he just aims it, and he's. I watched it, and I didn't react. I didn't laugh. I was just kind of amazed. I was like.
Just like holding your cup of coffee.
I just didn't even. Like, I was just.
Cheers, brother.
This is pleasant morning. Quite a thing to wake up to. I couldn't believe that, dude.
So. He is standing upright, but with his head like looking down at himself.
Yeah, so it's kind of like he's horizontal. Kind of like on three or four legs. He kind of like hikes and hunches, maybe like, kind of like a yoga pose almost.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just you know it shoots out, and he gets half of it.
I mean, I'd like to think that's the owner's fault. Like, give him more water, and he won't have to drink his urine.
But it's weird. Yeah, dogs will drink your urine, which is weird.
The can't be super good. Weird thing is when they will eat their own vomit. I mean, like seconds after they threw up, they'll just like go to town on it.
I know.
Like that seems like something instinctual that should be hardwired into like, don't do this.
It is.
That's
it
gross.
Is
do other animals eat their own vomit? Like, is that something we should be doing? Is that something like Beyonce does with her children or something?
It's
like
Steve-O. She's always,
who? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Steve-O, I think, but that's it. I can't think of, I don't, yeah, animals, man. I really don't get it.
Yeah, it would take a lot for me to eat my own vomit. I would, how much money would it actually take you to drink your own pee? Let's say it's a hydrated pee though. Like it's like pretty clear.
Right. I do it for $2,500.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
How many ounces?
I feel like someone could offer me that potentially. $100,000.
How many ounces were you imagining? Like a full like bladder's worth, or were you...
No, I wasn't. I was maybe just a shot. What are you thinking? You want to do like a whole Ozarka bottle?
No. I'm just trying to figure out.
I can fill one up.
My dollar.
I got to pee right now.
No, I don't want to drink your urine. I'll drink my own.
Okay.
I'll drink a shot of my own, a well hydrated shot of my own urine for $500.
Cool. $500.
$450. Dang, you're a good negotiator. 400. I'll do it for 400. Yeah. Final answer.
I still have that. I still have that.
$80 and an HP tablet. Sold.
All right. Christmas episode.
Do less guests. That's going to become like, we've actually stopped doing podcast episodes for you guys. And just Trey is just paying Jake to do crazy things for money. Yeah.
If we get some more do less guests, Jake will drink his own. He'll do a quick shot of his urine.
Every Thursday.
People would love to see it.
Do something with a bodily fluid.
Oh, that's Tune funny, in. Man.
Yeah.
Are you, you know, I'm going on, hopefully, our postponed honeymoon here in a week or two. Do you have any plans with, are you going to take a little vacay? You're gonna
I keep going back
staycation?
And forth.
Staycation? What do you think?
I think if I had like a wife or a girlfriend, a staycation could be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I was also planning on going on a vacation, but then I was like, well, cases are kind of spiking. I don't want to plan a trip and have it postponed again because that's always sad.
Yeah.
My newest idea is maybe I do nothing for 6 days.
Yeah.
I told my roommate Isaac last night. I was like, that's my newest plan. It's just do nothing for 6 days straight.
I know.
I'm sure I'll end up doing something, but that's right. My plan right now.
Yeah.
It seems kind of fun.
Are you the type of person that would like, man, I just can't wait to do that? Or do you kind of feel like it would be a challenge?
That's the thing. I've never done that in my life. It doesn't even sound that fun to me.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd wake up at 10:30 and just be like, God, what am I doing?
I know.
This is, yeah, I don't think I would like it.
I think I need to work at liking that more because yesterday, it was just me and Katie were just chilling all day. And I was literally like fidgeting.
Can
was
we
like,
do something?
Yeah. Like, let's just, do nothing. So.
Because it's not like we are like workaholics. Like, I got to be working. I got to be grinding. It's just like, I just want to like experience something. I want to see a waterfall or a dog drink its pee or something. You know, I want to experience something for the first time.
That was nice. Yeah. I might have to just get out there earlier, try to get the dogs when they first get out.
That's what I'll do for 6 days. Mm-hmm. I'll just look at dogs. That would be sweet, actually. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll rent a dog for 6 days.
That'd be cool.
Now we're talking.
You just go to that dog park bar every night.
Just take one
hours,
and just drop it off there the next day.
Yeah. That'd be good, man. You maybe pick up some video games or something. Maybe read a book. Who knows? Get crazy.
Read a book? Sounded like a dad.
Read a book.
or a teacher or something. Are you excited though for where you're going?
Yes.
I mean, Northern Alaska can be fun this time of year. I think you're going
to
like it.
Yeah, we're supposed to go to St. Lucia. I guess that we could still do that. I don't really know. I think we're just going to get through Thanksgiving weekend and then probably make a final decision. But
do you have a backup plan?
No.
Just look at the dogs. No. Okay.
Just the dogs.
St. Lucia or bust.
St. Lucia or bust. We'd figure something else, I guess. But
that'd be fun.
It's all good.
You feel like your beach body ready?
No. No, not at all. I've definitely used the a lot going on in the last couple months and the pandemic as an excuse to I just haven't cared.
That's okay.
But I think I'm gonna get back into it. I had a nice workout this morning. I got up, worked out.
Good job.
Felt fired up. I'm like, I'm gonna turn the corner here. So that's the game plan. Dude, I remember why I brought up Holiday is like that movie, they dated for every holiday. And every holiday they were at some raging party. And just every time it'd be like Valentine's Day, it'd be this big party. Halloween, big party. St. Patty's Day. I was just like
Arbor Day. Holy Groundhogs.
Yeah. Oh, it's just crazy how long I've gone without being at an event like that.
And you're excited.
Oh, you know what I mean?
You want to go on a holiday.
Like you'd go to Power and Light.
Yeah.
For a game, it's just 2,000 people in there.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, it's taking forever to get a drink. I miss that. I want to have to push people out of the way.
Am I getting pickpocketed?
Get a Miller Lite.
I miss that.
Yeah.
I want to keep checking my pocket for my wallet. Isn't
it bizarre though? Like when you stop and think about it, we're like getting used to that. Just like avoiding people.
Getting used to just like half empty places all the time.
I noticed at the gym, a guy would walk like within 2 feet of me and I'd get kind of ticked.
Dude.
Like, dude, what do you not know what's going on? That's just weird to get used to. It's going to take a long time before we're like packed together again, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Probably not that long.
Yeah, it is weird. Speaking of like getting really close to you, my grandpa weirdly was like the one person trying to break all of our like little social distancing rules yesterday. It was like really weird. Like we kept having to like get onto our grandpa.
Grandpa.
Which like he should be the one scared of us.
Yeah.
And we should be the ones like fighting. Or it was just weird that the roles reversed. Like me and my sister are downstairs. We're like the, you know, the young, sickly, diseased people. I've been traveling all over, whatever. And he kept trying to like, he would sneak around, come through the garage and like coming out with us. We're like, grandpa, like go upstairs.
Yeah.
It was like really awkward and funny.
I know. But I can't imagine. So my grandparents are no longer with us, but I wonder, they're definitely the type, if they were, they'd just be like, if we get it, we get it. We don't care. That was, if there's ever a positive to the not being around, that feels like it'd be very complicated. You either have to like, you guys just sit there and we're not going to see you, or I guess we will. And I'm like scared the whole time. I'm going to kill you, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's, I don't know. It's just tough. It sucks for the elderly.
Yeah. Luckily it was like 55 degrees yesterday. So we just went outside and like,
that's good.
Actually got
that's
to
true.
Talk and
really
hang
nice.
Out. Yeah. So it was fine. But yeah, it is a weird spot to be in of like, I can't hang out with you at the fear of like, I might be the one who kills you.
Yeah. I know.
It's kind of weird.
Sweet neighbor Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Let's guess, know her. She reached out a while back. I'm like, we'd love to see you, but I haven't responded to her. So I'm like, I don't, because we'd sit outside on the porch and talk to her, but
yeah, watch the dogs go to the bathroom together.
I mean, yeah, I don't feel like I'm in a position to, because I'm sure she seems like the woman who would, but I'm like, I don't feel like I'm in a position to, hey, come on over.
Yeah.
And then like her family's reached out to me like, what are,
dude,
you doing?
What were you thinking?
Yeah. So I don't really know. Yeah, it's sad. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Survival of the fittest.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is what Darwin had in mind. He knew COVID-19 coming to wipe out the elderly.
Dadgummit, Charles.
Charles.
Do less guests. We're going to cut it short today. Just a little bit because I got to go brine a turkey.
Brine. What's that word mean?
I don't know. I once met a dude named Brine.
That's great when people like almost have a name that you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian.
What's up, Brian?
No.
And he has to go, Brian. Spell that for him. Brine was his name.
Me and my friends always joke that we wanted to name a kid Bread.
Exactly.
Brett?
I mean, it's the same thing.
No, Bread.
What's up on Bread?
Oh, Brent?
Yeah.
Bread.
Yeah.
Dude. Are you saying Bread?
Yes. Yes, my name is Bread.
Bread.
Stop calling me Brett.
I'm not Brett. Not Brent. Not Red. My name's Bread.
Yeah.
Brian, that's, is funny,
yeah,
too.
Brian. Brian. What's up on Brian? It's just so subtle. Say the word.
Brian.
That's Brian. You're saying pretty much the same thing. Yeah, I'm Bread. That's such a funny, because yeah, you just, if you're paying attention, you barely catch it. I'm Brian. Brian?
Sound like I heard
Brian.
One syllable in there.
Bread?
Brian? Bread. Or name
Tetty.
Your...
What's up, Teddy? No, Tetty.
Tetty.
T-E-T-T-Y.
My name's Wandy. Oh, you have like a speech impediment? Nope. W-A-N-D-Y.
Killing me. Wandy? No, Wandy.
Oh, Randy. No. It's with a... Wandy.
Yeah.
I promise it's Wandy.
Yeah. My name is Teray. Trey. No, not with a C-H.
Teray?
Trey.
Tourette's.
Teray.
Teray.
My name is impossible to actually say right when you think about it.
Trey.
That's C-H. You
see? Yeah, I know, yeah.
Trey. Trey.
Trey.
You have to get on top of that. Trey.
It is tough to get the T right. in there. Yeah.
Yeah. My name's Jake.
With a C-H? Jake?
Jake.
Yeah, yeah.
My name's Jake.
Oh, are you chafing? No, that's my name. I'm chaking.
Killing me. Jew named C-H-A-K-E. Yeah, just so close to the actual name.
Jake Triplett.
That'd be the most...
C-H on both.
That'd be so torturous to a poor person. Brian. Everyone in the world who's met him has said Brian. His name is guy Jake.
Oh, okay. My brother's name is Brian. It's actually Brian.
Brian.
Brian, like a Brian. Turkey.
Like, yeah. You know how you Brian the turkey? Jake.
Yeah, my parents were big C-H-A-K-E. Turkey fans. My name is Brian Baster. They love turkeys. They love turkeys. Brian Baster.
Brian Baster.
That sounds like a character's name.
Oh, that's so funny to me, man.
But you're going to Brian the turkey.
Yes.
Whatever that means.
I am.
Cool. Brian and Baster.
Yeah. Matthew.
What'd you say? Matthew?
My name's Matthew.
Yeah, that's great. Just so close to like a really normal name.
It's killing me. Yeah. No, my name is... Yeah. What's up, man? I'm Matthew.
Hey, man. I'm Bod.
What? Bod?
Bob? Bod.
Bod.
Bod. You can call me Boddy. Whatever.
Boddy.
I don't want to call you either of those. I want to call you Bob.
Yeah, Hot Bod. That's what they call me. Remember those commercials? B-O-D for yeah. me. Hot Bod.
Hot Bod.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Do less guests.
Those are weird commercials.
We're going to... Build Do Less Guests this month, doing a special giveaway. We're going to release those details very soon. If not, we already had. But it's going to be exciting times.
December's going to be a big
Christmas videos coming. And just hope everyone enjoys the end of the year. New Year's is going to hit different this year. That's for sure. Oh.
The computer died, but our spirit and our love for you guys didn't.
Much love. Do Less Guests. See you next week. Peace.